parts. I am whole, just the way I am. A few weeks later, Ashley and I were out dancing, and I started to lose my balance. Normally, when this happens, I put out a crutch to steady myself. Or if I'm not fast enough with the crutch, I fall. But on this night of dancing with my girlfriend, before either of those things could happen, Ashley caught me and pulled me back to center. I stopped dancing and looked at her. "What?" she asked. "No one has ever done that for me before," I said. And that's what I love about Ashley. She keeps me balanced. And she just won't let me fall. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Miss America 2010 for sarcastically suggesting the idea for this book. To watch a video about that awkward encounter, Google my name and Miss America made fun of me. It's a true story and was the origin of this book. Thanks to my agent, Lucy Carson, for not sarcastically suggesting that the time was right to put this story on paper. Gratitude to the rest of the Friedrich Agency for their support of my writing, including Nicole Lefebvre and Molly Friedrich. Most of the good parts of this project, including the graphs, the subtitle, and the organizational format, were suggestions by a wonderful human being without whom the book itself would not exist. I'm speaking of my brilliant editor, Elizabeth Bewley. Many wonderful suggestions also came from Elizabeth's team, Pam Garfinkel and Pam Gruber. Thanks, Pams. I am grateful to Little Brown Books for Young Readers for getting behind this project, especially my publicist, Haley Patterson, my marketer, Jennifer Labrasio, and Director of Publicity, Melody Chang. Appreciation to my sales team, Sean Foster and Dave Epstein. Over the last several years, I've been incredibly lucky to have a smart and talented assistant, Lisa McLaughlin, who works tirelessly behind the scenes to hold the Sundquist Company LLC together. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks to the girls I've described in this book for their kind and generous conversations, which helped me to come to a better understanding of myself and my life. I want to acknowledge that the girl I've called Francesca ended up writing me a long and thoughtful message about our relationship, but unfortunately I received it after the text of this book was finalized. Shout out to my YouTube subscribers for being the first audience to hear many of these stories as they were happening in my life. I'm particularly grateful to those who helped me get started on YouTube, especially I Justine and the Vlog Brothers, aka Hank and John Green. Thanks most of all to my family and friends for making life worthwhile and for tolerating me writing about them in yet another book.
This has been a Hachette audio production of We Should Hang Out Sometime, Embarrassingly, A True Story, written and read by Josh Sundquist, produced and directed by Cheryl Smith, recorded by Adam Rooner, post-production by Beat Street Productions. We Should Hang Out Sometime is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2014 by Josh Sundquist. Audio production copyright 2014 by Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. In accordance with the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, the duplicating, uploading, and electronic sharing of any part of this audiobook, without the permission of the publisher, constitutes unlawful piracy and theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like to use material from the audiobook, other than for review purposes, prior written permission must be obtained by contacting the publisher at permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.